The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
This week's Parashah is Parashas Kisovei. In the Parashah, Perichovo Posev Yud Zayin. Es Hashem Hamarta Hayom. This means, according to Rashi, that Hashem has separated you today from Elokei Nechor, from all of the Avodah Zorah idolatry. Lios Locha Lelehim Velaleches Bidrocho Velishmor Chukov Mitzvosov Mishpotov Velishmaya Bekelei. To be for you a God, that you shall walk in His ways, you shall guard His Chukim, His decrees, Mitzvahs of His mitzvahs, mishpot of His laws, lishmaya bekeilei, and listen to His voice. Here it states, "Veloleches bidrocho," that you shall walk in His ways. We can ask a question: what does it mean? You shall walk in His ways. And what is it coming to add? If it's referring to the Torah, it states, "Lishmor chukov," you shall guard His chukim. His decrees, statutes, mitzvesov, you shall guard His mitzvahs, mishpotov, you shall guard His laws, you should listen to His voice, you should listen to His commands. So everything is already included. What does it mean, veloleches bidrochov? You shall walk in His ways. Again, we have this just a little further in the parsha, in Perichov Ches, Posuk Tes. Torah states, Yekimcha Hashem Lei Li'am Kodosh Kashen Nishbaloch. Hashem shall make you into an Am Kodosh, a sanctified nation, like He has commanded you. When you will guard the mitzvahs of Hashem, and you will walk in His ways. Again, what does it mean you shall walk in His ways? And what is it coming to add, since the Pasuk already states that you will guard His mitzvahs? Actually, we have this in a number of places in the Torah. For example, in Parshas Re'eh, last week's, or 2 weeks ago, the Parsha, Perek Yud Gimel Posuk Hei. The Torah tells us, Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu. You shall walk after Hashem Elokeichem, the Lord your God. Then it goes on to say, "Ve'isisirou, you shall fear Him. Ves mitzvaysav tishmoru, you shall guard His mitzvahs. Uvekele sishmou, and you shall listen to His voice. Ve'isisavodu, and you shall serve Him. Uvel sidboku, and you shall cleave to Him." So again, what does it mean? Acharei Hashem Elokeichem teilechu, you shall walk after Hashem Elokeichem. And what is it coming to add? Then we had it in the week before that, in Parshas Ekev, in Perek Yud Posuk Yud Beis. Va'ato Yisrael, mo Hashem Elokecha she'el me'imoch. And now Yisrael, what does Hashem ask from you? Ki im liyira es Hashem Elokecha, you shall fear Hashem, your Lord. Lelechis b'chol drochav, to walk in all of His ways. V'la'ava Yisrael, to love Him, v'la'avid es Hashem Elokecha, to serve the Lord your God, b'chol evavcha v'chol nafshecha, with all your heart, with all your soul, lishmon es mitzvahs Hashem, to guard the mitzvahs of Hashem, v'es chukesov, and His statutes, asher anochi matzavcha hayim, which I have commanded you today, latev loch, for you to do goodness to you. So again, everything is itemized, and again, it states, Lulechis behold rochem, that you shall walk in all of His ways. Actually, we first come across this in Vayera, where Hashem is referring to Avraham. In Perek Yud Ches, Posuk Yutes. When Hashem wants to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, and he hasn't told Avraham about it yet, and then he says, how can I conceal it from Avraham when I'm going to make him into a great and mighty nation, and through him all of the nations of the world will be blessed? Because I know that he will command and instruct his children and his household after him, Vishomru Derech Hashem, and guard the Derech Hashem, the way of Hashem. See, here we have it again. Derech Hashem, the way of Hashem. Lasei Stokol Mishpot, to do righteousness and to do charity and Mishpot and justice. And in order that I can bring upon him all of the promises which I have made. This is the question. The Gemara at the end of the first perek in Masechet Seita and Avyu Dalad. The Gemara learns from there. Omar Reb Chama Ber Reb Chanina. Mai Dixiv Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu. What does it mean that you shall walk after Hashem Elokeichu? V'chi Efshel Leilodim Lahalech Achar Shechina. Is it possible for a person to follow Hashem around, to follow the Shechina? V'halei Kvar Nemar Ki Hashem Elokeich Eish Eichlo. Who states that the Shechina Hashem is like a fire? Elo lehalech achar midosav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You shall follow his midos, his qualities. We have to see what he does. Mahu malbish arumim. We see that he clothes the naked. See, as it is written, "Vayas Hashem Elokim la'odem l'ishtei kosmos or vayalbishem," that Hashem made for the first man and woman. He made for them clothing of skin of hide, and he clothed them. Afato halbish arumim. Therefore, you should go in his ways. You also should do this. Hakadosh Baruch Hu bikei chelim. Kodesh Baruch Hu visits the sick, as it states, "Bayira al elav Hashem be elaynei mamre." When Avraham was sick from the bris milah, Hashem went and visited him. Afato b'akechelim, you also visit the sick. Hakodesh Baruch Hu nihem avelim, Hashem comforts the mourners, as it states, "Vayi acharei meis Avraham vayevorech elokim es Yitzchok beno." And after Avraham died, Hashem came to visit Yitzchok, and he blessed him. And what did he bless him with? Birchas Nichumim, the blessings of comfort for a mourner. Af ato nachim avelim. Therefore, you must also learn from this, and you must go and be menachim avelim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu kovar meisim. Hashem buries the dead, as it states, "Vayikbor esei bagoy," by Moshe when he died. Hashem buried him. Afatok for Meishim, you also should go and bury the dead. The Gemara is learning from here that we must emulate, walk in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We must see what he does and then follow his ways. And here the Gemara mentions four types of acts as a moshul, as an example. Clothing the naked, visiting the sick, comforting the mourners, and burying the dead. There's a Gemara in Masechta Shabbos and Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. But the Gemara brings the same principle. However, that Gemara actually learns it out of a different portion, but it's the same principle. And others bring the, when the Rishani mention this mitzvah, they bring these two together. Ze keli v'anvehu. What does it mean? Ze keli, this is my God, v'anvehu. The word anvehu. So one explanation, anvehu means ishnoya, from the word I will beautify him. And from here the Gemara learns out that you should beautify his mitzvahs. Ishno lefonav b'mitzvahs. Asei lefonav sukkah noya. When you make a sukkah, it should be a beautiful sukkah. Lulav noya, it should be a beautiful lulav. Shofer noya, beautiful shofer. Tzitzis noya, sefer Torah noya. A beautiful tzitzis, beautiful sefer Torah. And it should be written beautifully on a good parchment with a good ink, and the mantlach and all of the decorations should be beautiful. That's one drosha. But Abishol Aymer, Ba'anvehu means differently. Zekeli, this is my God, Ba'anvehu, comes from the word Hevidei Melei, and I will make myself like him. What does it mean, I will make myself like him? Mahu chanun v'rachum, afatoi hei chanun v'rachum. That we have to look at his qualities. And we see many places in the Torah where his qualities are described. If he's chanun, this means that he has goodness to others, he shows goodness to others, then you must be that way. V'rachum, we see that he is compassionate and merciful, then you must be this way. So this is the same concept, except the Gemara in Seitz is referring to actual acts that he did. He buried the dead, he visited the sick. Here it's referring more to the general qualities, that he has goodness, he has compassion, and so forth. So from here we see that Chazal is learning a mitzvah from where in the Torah it states derech, that you shall walk in the way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That even though the Torah explicitly says in those psukim that you shall guard my mitzvahs and my statutes and my mishpatim, it adds on there that you shall walk in his ways. This means that we have to look at his ways and emulate them. It's a mitzvah. The Rambam elaborates in his sefer, in his Hilchos Deos, Perek Aleph. The Rambam lists this as one of the 613 mitzvahs. The halach the midrachov, that you shall walk in his ways. And he is marchi vesabi'ur. He explains to us exactly what this means. And he writes a whole parak, a whole chapter on it. But let me just quote a few points. First he says, Deus harbe yesh lechol echon ve'echon bimnei odom. Zu mishunu mizu v'racheke mimena b'yeser. Everyone has different character traits, different personality. And each person is different from another person. Yesh odom shu bal chema keis tomid. There are those who anger all of the time. There's others who never anger. And if they do get angry, it's a rarity. There are those who are very, very arrogant, and there are those who are very, very humble. Now here he's speaking about the natural tendencies of the person. Yeshu baltaiva, leisis banafshi mahalech b'taiva. There are those who have enormous desires, and they will never be able, they are never able to satisfy all of their desires. Yeshu balev tohor. And then you can have the other extreme. A person who has very little appetite for desires, and he doesn't even desire things that the body needs. Yesh bal nefesh rechova shaleisis ba nafshe mikol mamon elam. There are those who have enormous ambition to the point where they want all of the money in the world, and even that will not satisfy them. As Shlema Lemelech said, "Ayiv kesev leizba kesev." Someone who has an enormous love of money, money will never satisfy him. V'yesh miktsar nafshei shedai v'afilo dover muat shaleyaspik lei v'leyidiv lahazi kol tzorchei. Then you have the other extreme. That a person, you have some people that they desire nothing, and they won't, they do not even have the ambition to chase after that what they actually need. Another example, Yeshu misagav atzmei berov v'kevitz al yodei v'ineichel prutim ishlel b'tzar gotl. You have those who are so tight-fisted that they would rather afflict themselves with hunger than spend money on themselves. And when they do leave go of a pruta, of the smallest amount of money, it's with great anguish. And then you have the opposite extreme. Yeshu ma'avik kol mamon b'yod b'raita. You have the person that no matter what, how much money he has, he gives it away, he squanders it. He's not interested in keeping it. V'aldrochim elu shar kol ha'deis. And in this manner, we find all of the various qualities and character traits of the human being. You have some people who are very light-headed and others are very serious. Some who are spendthrifts and some who are very tight. Some who are very cruel and some who are enormously compassionate. You have some who are very, very soft-hearted, where they cannot see anyone ever in pain. And others, then the parsha we read just in the last couple of weeks, it's speaking about the army. So it says, "Mi hayori v'rach levov, she'ena yochel reya yira makas cherev." Someone who cannot see somebody become inflicted with the wound of a sword. He can't be a soldier. That person is told, "Go back. You're not able to fight." You have those who are amit slave, they are very, very strong-hearted. And you have the others who are enormously tender-hearted. Now, and in all of these, there are numerous types of qualities that go into a person's makeup. And everyone is different from his fellow man when it comes to these qualities. And he says, these qualities also are different in measure. You have your two opposite extremes in the same quality, and then you have one can be quite not so extreme, or less extreme, or in the middle, or to the other side. Now, where do we get these from? First of all, we are born with many of these qualities. This is the nature that he was born with. Secondly, many of these qualities we were not born with, but we were born with such a character or such a personality that is predisposed to the acquisition of these deyas. יש מהם שאין לודה מתחילס בריאוסי אלא לא מראה שומעי אחרים או שנפטלה מעצמי לפי מחשוב ושעושה בליבי. Or a third way is that we have acquired them. We can acquire them in two ways, he says. Either because inadvertently environment, when you're brought up in a tough environment, you become tough. You're brought up in a soft environment, you become soft. Or we can acquire them intentionally. We see people that we like and we make them our role model and we try to emulate them. Or, he says, for example, you read that this is a very good quality, or you read about this person and you want to be like him. So you try to acquire it. Or shishoma shizuateva tdea tovalai or bore ilelech. So the Rambam is telling us that the acquisition, the reason why we have these various different qualities are from one of three reasons, or all of the reasons, or one of three reasons, that firstly, by birth, secondly, we're born with such a nature that makes us predisposed to the acquisition of these qualities, and thirdly, we have acquired them along the way, either through the influence of our friends and environment, or because we have decided that this is what we want to instill in ourselves. Now the Rambam says, "Shtei tzoveis harachek zu mizu shebechol deya v'deya." The two extremities, when it comes to equality, for example, compassion. There's the quality of being extremely compassionate, and then there's the other end of the quality where one is cruel. He says the two extremes, einen derech tova, neither is the good way. Vein roi leila odem laleches behen veleila lambin latzmai. It's not proper for a person to walk in this manner or to try to acquire these. Vimotza tivai neita laches mehen. Or muchen nachas mehen, or shikvar loma nachas mehen, v'nogbo. If a person, upon self-examination, which is a mitzvah, the Rambam brings the mitzvah that one should constantly examine himself and look into himself. Chesban ha-nefesh. If he finds that his nature is this way, or he finds that he's predisposed to the acquisition of such a nature, or he finds that somewhere along the line he picked it up, either through environment, or he read a book, or went to a course where they told him that this is how you should be. Yachzer atzmei lemutav, then he must remove it from his personality. He must work on himself to get rid of that quality. V'yelech b'derech hatovim aderech hayishora, and to walk in the perfect way, which is in the middle. Haderech hayishora, the perfect way, is the midah beinanish b'chol deivadeya. This is the middle road in every quality. Mikol adeya sheish lodom. And this is the quality which is equidistant from both extremities. Not closer to one end and not closer to the other end. And therefore the hachomim, the early Chachomim, the sages commanded that a person should be some de oisov tomid. He should constantly weigh his personality in order to make sure that he's on target. Kedeshia sholem de gufay, that he should be a person of perfect perfection. For example, now he gives a few examples. Lo yehei bal chema neach lichais v'lei kamei sheina margish. He shouldn't be a person who's always easy to anger. On the other hand, he shouldn't be a person that never responds to anything, like a mace, like a dead person. Elabainani, but in the middle. He should never anger except on something very, very important, which it's proper to anger on in order that he or others should not do it again. When it comes to physical desires, he should not be someone who desires everything, and he should not be someone who desires nothing. But he should refine in himself, in his desires, in his appetites, and so forth, that they are geared, directed towards that which the body needs and the body must have. As it states in Mishlei, Tzadik Echel is Bayan Afshoy, that the righteous, they do not eat and they do not drink just to satisfy their appetites and their desires, but to bring the satisfaction to the body that it needs. Now the same when it comes to the pursuit of material wealth. He shouldn't be omal ba'askoi. He shouldn't be a workaholic where he works around the clock to make more money and more money and build more empires and more empires. On the other hand, he shouldn't be a person that has no ambition at all. But he should pursue material wealth to the degree that is necessary for the person, and no more. As it states, Tev me'at le'tzadik. Shlomo HaMelech said, when it comes to the righteous, they're satisfied with a minimal amount. He should not be someone who's so tight-fisted he cannot leave go of his money. On the other hand, he shouldn't be a squanderer. But he should be a person who gives charity, charitable person, but in accordance to his wealth, in accordance to the direction of the Torah, and he lends out his money with a good eye, but then again also in accordance to what he has. And he shouldn't be a person who is always light-headed. Everything is a joke by him, and everything he takes lightly. But on the other hand, he shouldn't be a person that goes around depressed and goes around in atzru sadness. Ela somea kol yomav, but all his days he should be happy, benachas, but a balanced happiness, b'seva upon him yofes, showing a very, very good countenance, showing a good face to people. V'derech zu, and so it is with all of the qualities. This derech, he says, is called the derech hachachomim. This is the way the wise go. And the Rambam writes, anyone who walks in this way is a chochem, is a sage, wise person. Then the Rambam brings another measure. He says there is another measure, and that's someone who moves a bit to the extreme, just a bit. He moves a little off center towards to what's better. For example, when it comes to arrogance and humility, he's not in the middle, but he goes towards the extreme where he's very, very humble. When it comes to charity, he's not in the middle, but he goes more to the extreme where he's overgenerous. The Rambam says this is called Hasidus. This is what the sages refer to. That Hasidus, Chosid, is someone who goes lifnim mishur esadim, more, does more than one is required. If a person walks in the middle, then that's the derech hachachomim. He's called the chochom, a wise person. If he goes a little to the extreme towards being even more than the Torah required him, then that's called Chosid. And this was the way of the Hasidim Arishonim, of the early Hasidim. B'zehu lifnim ishuras hadin. This is going beyond what the deen requires. Now, we are not commanded to walk it that way. See, Hasidus is doing more than we are commanded. We are commanded to walk in the first way. We are commanded to walk in the middle. These are the ways which are perfectly in the middle, not to the right and not to the left. Now, where is the mitzvah in the Torah that tells us this? You know, many people are very vague when it comes to their heretz. They're very vague when it comes to Musha. They're very vague when it comes to Midas, qualities. When you ask them, where is the mitzvah in the Torah that it says that you should fulfill Musa, you should learn Musa, their heretz, or you should have good Midas, they give you all kind of answers. There's one answer, and this is what we're referring to. This is the Taryag from the Taryag mitzvahs. And the mitzvah is, the Rambam writes, Shenemar viholachta bidrochov, that you should walk in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kach lomdu beperish mitzvahzu. This is how our sages describe this mitzvah. Mahu nikra chanun, that we see so many places in the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good. This means it's a positive commandment for me to be good. Mahu nikra rachum, we see so many places where he is compassionate. This means that it's a positive commandment, that you should be compassionate. Mahu nikra kodosh, he is sanctified, then you must also be sanctified. He says this is the reason why the prophets, wherever they could, they described HaKadosh Baruch Hu in qualities that we could understand. They described him in Erech HaPayim. We're coming now close to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and we will be saying the Yud Gimel Midos. Slichus also, the Yud Gimel Midos, where we declare the 13 qualities of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Nevi'im, that the prophets gave us in the Torah. Erech HaPayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is slow to anger. Then you have to be slow to anger. Rav Chesed, he's full of kindliness and goodness. Then you have to be that. Tzaddik. Tzaddik means someone who walks straight. Then you have to be that. Yoshor, he's upright. Integrity. Tomim, he's trustworthy. Gibor, we see his qualities are that of strength. Chozok, and so forth. Lahidia, the reason why the prophets taught us this, because to teach us, these are the drochim tovim v'yishorim. Because we could have a whole discussion and debate as to what are the good qualities. We should walk in good course, we should have good qualities, what are they? Today there's all kind of courses, there are all kind of courses and whatnot, and you could get a lot of different opinions as to what are the good qualities. The person is obligated to instill these qualities in himself and emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the greatest possibility that he can. So this is the, firstly, two things. This is the explanation. But we said, what does it mean you shall walk in his ways? Secondly, this is the source, it's the mitzvah's essay, why a person has to have good qualities, why he has to make cheshbon hanefesh, why he has to constantly som drochov, introspection, to see where he's going, what he's doing, in order to fulfill this mitzvah. And why he has to constantly study what the Rishonim called the Sifrei Hayira. Later it was termed Musar, but the Rishonim called it Sifrei Hayira in order to learn about these qualities and to make himself cognizant of it. This is the mitzvah of the halach to be drachov. It's a mitzvah's essay, a positive commandment in the Torah. Many of these qualities are also the level of the Eretz. The Eretz was given to the whole world. For example, if Lahabdil, you'll go to a secular school, a good secular school, a government school, your teacher will teach you these things. She'll teach you that when you speak, you have to speak nicely and you don't get angry and you don't shout and you have to be polite and so forth and so on. Now they're not teaching you Torah. The Derech Eretz requires this. But like we've given shurim before, Derech Eretz is what the Seichel HaTachta, what the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave human intelligence to people. The human intelligence requires this from a person. That you go out into society, you don't fight with people, you have to be nice to people and so forth. But then there's a higher level where the Seichel HaElyon, where not only the human intelligence requires this, but even the intelligence of the Torah, which comes from beyond our world, requires this. And that was given to Yisrael. And that encompasses far, far more than the basic Derech Eretz. This is what a Jew is required. And then the Rambam goes into explaining how a person must constantly practice these qualities, and he has to train himself in these qualities and how to acquire them and how to get rid of the bad ones. And he concludes that since these are the qualities which Hashem Yisborach himself is called, and this is the way of Hashem himself, Nikreis Derech Zu Derech Hashem. Therefore, this way is called the Derech Hashem, the way of Hashem. B'hi shalomar Avram Avinu Lavonav. One of the psukim that we quoted, the fact is the first one, was by Avraham. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that I know that Avraham will command his children, Yodativ Laman Asher Yitzaveh, as Bonav Beisev Achrov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will command his children to lishmar as Derech Hashem, to guard the way of Hashem. So he says this is what Hashem was referring to. Ba'ahelech b'derech zu, and someone who will walk it this way, maybe tova ubrocha le'atzmai, he will bring only blessing and goodness to himself. As it states in that pasuk by Avraham, that I know that Avraham will guard this way in order that I can bring upon him and his children es asher diber alav, all of the promises that I made for him. So this is what the v'halach to be drachov means, and this is the mitzvah. To give a little more thought to this mitzvah, well, firstly, to give a little more thought to this mitzvah. We see that there are two or perhaps three chidushim, unique points, how this mitzvah is different than all of the other 613 mitzvahs. All of the other mitzvahs, or at least most of the other mitzvahs, are what we would call mitzvah protius. For example, matzah. Torah commanded us to eat matzah. So it's referring to one act. Lulav. Tefillin. We are commanded to do one particular act. And on and on. Sukkah. Shofar. This mitzvah encompasses hundreds and hundreds of acts. Valach to be drachov. He shall walk in his ways. His ways are many, many, many ways. He has ways of goodness and ways of compassion. And they affect every day of our lives, and could even affect every hour of our lives. While all other mitzvahs, or the majority of other mitzvahs, are referring to one particular act. Many of them come once a year. Many of them can come a few times a year, but even if they come once a day, like the mitzvah of tefillin, or the mitzvah of tzitzis, it's a mitzvah pratius, it's limited to one act. But halachta b'drachov is a mitzvah which is kolel harbe. It's all encompassing. That we are commanded to walk in his ways, and his ways are unlimited. And this is what we have to instill in our lives. It's not referring to Pesach or Rosh Hashanah, but every day of our lives. So that's one unique point that we hear from this mitzvah. A second uniqueness . And this perhaps is even more important. All other mitzvahs are commands from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to fulfill various decrees. His chukim, his mishpotim. For example, a king calls over his servant and he tells the servant, here, I want you to do this. I want you to do this for me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want you to eat matzah on Pesach. I want you to blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. I want you to take a lulav on Sukkot. So this is a tzivui, the king is commanding us. And when we do this, we fulfill his command. But here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not commanding us to do a specific act to fulfill this specific command. Rather, he's commanding us, be like me. A king would tell his servant, I'm not giving you a particular task to do, but be like me. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to put on tefillin, he didn't say, be like me. When he commanded us to eat matzah, he didn't say, eat matzah because I eat matzah. Put on tefillin or blow the shofar because I blow the shofar. Daven because I daven. He didn't say that. You must daven, you must blow the shofar because I'm commanding you to. So you're fulfilling his mitzvahs, which is an enormous level. You're coming to the mitzvahs of Hashem. But here we're coming even to a higher level. The king comes and tells his servant, be like me. Watch what I do. Watch and see how I am made up, and that's how you should be. V'halachta b'drachov, l'alechas b'drachov. Follow me and do exactly what I do. This is a different level. This is the mitzvah of v'halachta b'drachov. Fizeh can come out that when a person fulfills this mitzvah, he's reaching even a higher level in the other mitzvahs. Because in all of the other mitzvahs, he reaches to the level of the tzivoy Hashem, the commands of Hashem. Here, this is a command of Hashem, but what is the command? But what is the command? To do what I do. Watch me and you be like me. I'm Kodesh, then you should be Kodesh. I'm merciful, then you should be merciful. I want you to be like me. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to eat matzah, it wasn't because he wanted us to be like him. When he told us to put a mezuzah on the house, it wasn't because he wanted us to be like him. But here he commanded us, watch what I do, and you follow me. V'anvehu. What does it mean, Zekeli, v'anvehu? That ani deimelei. Make yourself like he himself. Here we're coming to the Melech Atzmoy, to the king himself. Not merely to the commands of the king, but to the king himself. An example of this, the Rambam brings in Perek Beis of Hilchos Megillah Halacha Yud Zayin. Rambam, after he tells us that, well, firstly on Purim, he says it's a mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. At night and during the day you have to read the Megillah. Then he says, of his money on the gifts for the poor, Milaharbeis Bisudaisai Ubishleach Manos Le'eyav. Then spending a lot of his money on the Purim feast or on giving the gifts to his friend. Why? He says, She'ein Shom Simcha Gedola Umefuora. Because there is no greater simcha than to be mesameach the hearts of the poor, the orphans, the widows, and the convert. Why? So he says this is the, he states this as a, he makes a statement, but why? Why is there no greater simcha than being mesameach the hearts of the poor and the widows and the orphans and the convert? Because when you do this, then you are deme, you are making yourself like the Shechina. When you have the Suda, Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't tell us to have the Suda because he has the Suda. You're fulfilling his command. When you give gifts to your fellow man, you're fulfilling his command. But when you bring in gifts to the downtrodden, he says, there you're not only fulfilling the command, then you're making yourself like Hashem himself. Because Hashem is sameach lev ha'umlolim, someone who brings simcha to the downtrodden, deme l'shechina, he's making himself like HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Because we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does this. It states HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself goes and uplifts the spirits of the downtrodden and gives life to the hearts of those who are lowly. So what? So we see like that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. And we are commanded to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, when you do that, he says that's even a higher level. You're not merely fulfilling the command of Hashem, but you are being like the Shechina itself. The what we have been learning, it comes out there are many, many mitzvahs, there'll be many acts that we are required to do, that will be min haTorah, that we're required to do from the Torah, because they fall under the category of this mitzvah, v'alhachta bidrachov. And I'll quote a few. The Rambam brings at the end of Perek Yud of Melachim, The Rambam is referring to how one has to deal with a non-Jew. Now, there were two types of non-Jews. There was a non-Jew who was known as a Ger Toishav. That's someone who has accepted upon himself to fulfill the seven mitzvahs that the Bnei Neach, that the non-Jew is commanded. And he says, that Jew, you have to do gemilas chesed like Israel. He says, you have to do chesed with him just like another Jew. Gemilas chasodim ki Israel. Then he says, then what about the non-Jew, though, who we live amongst? And he does not fulfill the seven mitzvahs. So the Rambam says, afilo akum, siva hachomim, the hachomim have commanded, levake chelehem, to visit their sick, likvor meseyam, to go to their funerals and the levayas, lefanes aniyehem, bechlal ani Yisrael. And when we give food to the poor, to our poor, and they come, you must give to them also. Mibnei darkei sholem. Because these are the ways of sholem. Now, what does he mean, these are the ways of sholem? So he explains. Hare nema tov Hashem lakol, v'rachma v'kol masov. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good to everyone, and he's compassionate on everyone. And Rachel darcheinayim v'chol nisivoseihu shalom. And his ways, the ways, are ways of peace and of beauty. What does he bring? We are obligated to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, we also have to be compassionate to everyone. And we have to be good to everyone. That's one example. Another example is at the end of Perek Tes of Hilchus Avodim. At the end of Perek Tes of Hilchus Avodim, the Rambam says like this: Mutalave Bever Kanani Beferach. If you have an Eved Kanani, this was a slave that you owned. He's not a full-fledged Jew, but this was a slave that you bought when he was a non-Jew. Although then you take him to the mikveh, you circumcise him, and he becomes a partial Jew. But nevertheless, he's not a full Jew. You're allowed to work him very, very hard. Afal pisha dinkach, even though this is the basic law, midas chasidis v'darkei chochma, but the way of the chasidim and the way of wisdom is that a person should be a rachman. A Jew must be compassionate and not work him too hard and not pain him. And that he should feed him and give him to drink from everything that he himself eats and drinks. The early Chachomim used to give to their servants mikol tafshul tafshul shoy eichlin, from everything that they themselves would eat. Umagdimin mozen abehemes va'avodim lesudas atzmon. And they would first feed the animals and the servants before they would allow their own family to eat. And you should not insult them, and do not shout at them. Do not shout or anger at them too much, but you should speak to them kindly and listen to their complaints. And so on and so on. Bein achzorias ve'azus mitzui ele ba'akum evdi avedizora. Because cruelty is something which is found by the idolaters. Aval zare shel Avram avinu, but the seed of Abraham, and this is the seed of Abraham which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given the Torah to. Rachmonim heim al hakol. They are compassionate on everyone. Now, where is the source for this? or is this just good philosophy? He says, no. He says, this is a mitzvah esse min haTorah. Because these are the qualities of Hashem. Shetzivonu, and we are commanded lidomais behem, and we are commanded to follow his ways. As be'emer, and it states on Hashem v'rachma v'kol ma'asav, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is compassionate to everyone. Therefore, we also have to be. V'chol ha'marachim, marach min olov. And whoever is compassionate, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is compassionate to him. As it states, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you compassion to those who are. So that's another example. That will come out to be enormous amount of acts that one is required to do, and it'll be a mitzvah d'oraisa, a commandment from the Torah under this category. Another example, Shlema Melech in Mishlei, Yud Beis writes, Yodea Tzadik Nefesh Behemtai, that the righteous understand Nefesh Behemtai, they understand their animals. And the Gemara explains that the righteous are very, very careful to care for even their animals, because they understand the nature of their animals. And therefore, one has to be a marachim. And this is of the same, the similar to what we are saying. It also comes out from here that there are a number of mitzvahs in the Torah that the Torah gave us as special mitzvahs. They are categories by themselves, even though they fall under the general category of Halachta Bidrachov. This we find also. For example, the Chofetz Chaim brings in his Sefer Chofetz Chaim, Shmiras Aloshen, he brings that we all know that there are specific lavin, there are specific commandments in the Torah that one should not speak Loshon Hora. He says that he holds, this is in this psicho to the lavin Oshu Dalet. No, to the essays, to the positive commandments. Oshu Dalet. He writes that it's his opinion that someone who speaks Loshon Hora is also transgresses v'halachta bidrachov, this of emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? What does Loshon Hara have to do with the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He says, because the Chazal say that we have to emulate Hashem's midas. And we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates Loshon Hara. The Gemara brings in Sanhedrin Daf Yud Aleph that in the Tanakh, when they went and they invaded Jericho, and after that a great plague came on Klal Yisrael, and that was because of Ochain and his group. They weren't allowed to take from the spoils, and they went and they stole from the spoils. And Yeshua was very, very angry, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, he says, why is this coming on us? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, because you have amongst you Rishoyim, and this is why this Magefa, this terrible plague is coming on Israel. So he said, tell me who this man is and I will take care of him. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, V'chi dalturi ani loch. What am I, about Loshon Hara? Do you want me to tell you? He says, I'm not going to tell you. And he told Ochain how, he told Yeshua how he could find out without him telling him. And the Medrash brings that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates Loshon Hara, and he himself won't speak it. And then the Medrash brings that it states that there are four kitais, four groups of people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to see. And Mekapdes Pnei Hashchina, he doesn't want to have anything to do with them. He hates them. Mm-hmm. And one is Mesaper Loshon Hara, those people who speak Loshon Hara. So the Chofetz Chaim says, what do we see from here? That even though Lashon Hara has its own Shei Mitzvah, that the Torah gave it into as a specific mitzvah, but it's still also under the category of a halach to be drochav, of walking in his ways. And therefore, someone who transgresses Lashon Hara will be transgressing that mitzvah also. Actually, with this we can answer a kasha, a question on the Gemara and Seita that we quoted. Because the Gemara says there, you should emulate his ways, just like he buries the dead, you also should bury the dead. To bury the dead is a specific mitzvah in the Torah. We had it in Parshas Ki Tsetse. It says, Leisholin Livlosei. Allah aids that when they killed someone, the Sanhedrin, the Bezdin, they had to bury him that day. And from there we learn out the mitzvah of Kovesik Barena, Vayemahu, and that day he must be buried. Unless, they're speaking that you shouldn't delay the burial for his genayt, for his disgrace. If you delay it for his honor, that's a mitzvah. So this is a mitzvah by itself. So why does it say you should emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The answer is there are many mitzvahs that are under that category, but still the Torah made them special mitzvahs also. I'd like to add here and conclude with this, that the Chofetz Chaim brings in a Sefer Avas Chesed. Sefer Avas Chesed in Eilat Gimel, Seif Perek Hei. He's speaking on mitzvahs Nichum Avelim, that one is obligated to comfort the mourners. And he brings that this is a mitzvah from the halach to be drochav. We must walk in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu comforts the mourners. He went and he visited Yitzchok after Avram died. He brings here he says, Baba Yisena HaRabim Harbe Mekilin B'mitzvizu B'prat K'shi'ira Eitzel Anim. He says, unfortunately, in our times, many people do not fulfill this mitzvah properly when it comes to comforting the mourners. I must say, here in South Africa, in Johannesburg, the fulfillment of this mitzvah is done greatly. You see that it's widespread, that someone has a loss, and then they sit shiva, they have prayers. You see hundreds of people come. But it's not in all of the places, and then evidently, even in the Chofetz Chaim's time, he says that this mitzvah is not being fulfilled properly. But he's referring to a specific case. He says, ubeprat, especially kishira etzel anim, when the loss is by the poor. Motzihu she'ein ish peseach dalsoi. That when you have a poor man loses, heaven forbid, someone from his family, he says, we find that many times he's sitting alone the whole day and nobody comes to him. Ubemison, he says, and the truth is napechu. He says, it's just to the contrary. We find when someone's wealthy, big crowds of people come to him. When he's poor, no one comes. It's just the opposite. You should go to the poor and not to the wealthy. Because Avelusei v'tzare shalonu hu yeser mea osher. Because his tzar, his pain is greater than that of the wealthy. The Gemara says that the wealthy, they have a lot to enjoy life with. The poor, their main enjoyment are their children and their close family. And the Gemara says, therefore, when a poor loses a member of his family, or heaven forbid his children, his tsar, his pain is far greater than that of the wealthy. And the whole purpose of comforting the mourner is to bring comfort to him. He says it should be just the opposite, that there is where one should place his effort more than etzel ashirim, by those who are wealthy and honored. And he says, he's trying to understand what's the reason. And he came to the conclusion, because the poor do not have a lot of, they don't have a big social circle. They do not have a lot of friends in this world. Like it states, like Shlomo HaMelech wrote, Hon yesiv reim rabim. You become wealthy, along with the wealth comes a lot of friends. V'dal meirehu yiporeg. And you lose your money, your friends go with the money. You lose your friends too. So therefore, the poor, they don't have a lot of friends. So he says like this, he says, you should know though, meirehu yiporeg. The poor, or the wealthy, when they lose their money, they lose a lot of friends. Or the poor that do not have money and they do not have friends, that's only friends yiporeid. Friends will separate from them. But by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's just the opposite. Hu korev yeser. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is closer to the poor than he's closer to the wealthy. Kimei shekosu korev Hashem l'nish b'rei lev. It states that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is closest to the brokenhearted and to the downtrodden. So even though we see that people who have little friends, he says that's friends of flesh and blood. But by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they have more of HaKadosh Baruch Hu than the wealthy. Because it doesn't say Korav Hashem L'Ashirim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to the wealthy. It says Korav Hashem L'Nish B'Rei Lev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to the downtrodden. So therefore he says, Ma Godel Schara Menachem Eisamo Medaber Alibam. We're obligated to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes first to the downtrodden. So therefore he says that when it comes to Nicham Avelim, to comforting the poor, it's a greater, to comforting the mourners, it's a greater mitzvah to go and comfort those who are downtrodden, those who are poor, the ger, the yosim, the almona, than the wealthy. It's a mitzvah on both. But he's saying, and unfortunately today we find that he says just the opposite. When it's an honorable person or a wealthy person, there are hundreds of people come. And when it's someone who is nebuch alone, or not so much on the status, social status, there no one comes. So this also is what we're speaking about, that the mitzvah is a mitzvah, but in addition to the actual mitzvah is to v'halach to be drochov, and we have to be miayin, we have to search to see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu would do something, and this is how we have to emulate. Agav, I just want to mention something that he mentions here. He says, Aminuk hu, etzel ha'elam. The custom by the people, by the world today, is that when they come and they visit the mourner, they say, Hamokam yenachem, eschem, v'seik shara avleitzim v'shaloi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should comfort you. These words are not magic words. This is not a sentence which was prescribed by Moshe Rabbeinu that we should say and we have to say, and with that you fulfill the mitzvah. And he writes about that. He says, it's true, this is customary. You say Amokim Yenachim. And he says, V'im shebezeh yetzeh mitzvah z'nichum aveilim. Perhaps one can say that he fulfills the mitzvah with it. But he says, but you should know you're missing the point. He says, the mitzvah is to comfort them. The mitzvah is to uplift their spirits. The mitzvah is to make them feel somewhat happy that they should not be so broken and depressed over their loss. And these few words are not going to do that. Especially when you get people come. Well, it's an honor that they come, that itself makes the person happy. People thought about them. But he says the ikar mitzvah, the main mitzvah. Therefore it says, Be'im shebezeh yetze mitzvahs dichum avelim, mikol makom yeseh tov im yochel ledaber alibay. It's much better, even if you don't say the words, But if you speak to them, and you speak to their heart, and be able to say things to them that will lighten their burden and lighten their pain. This is the nichum, this is the comforting of Hashem. Yes, give them this brocha also, but this is not actually doing much to comfort them. Again, we have to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to visit the brokenhearted in order to uplift them. This is the mitzvah. At any rate, so this evening we learned about this mitzvah. Loleches bidrochav, valachte bidrochav, loleches bechol drochav. Or HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I know that Avraham will be mitzvah as bonav ubeisei lishmo derech Hashem. There are the mitzvahs to fulfill his commands, and then there is the mitzvah in which he said, he commanded us to be like him. And that can perhaps be a far greater mitzvah, besides the fact that it encompasses almost daily acts of ours. But there we do not only reach the level of his sivuim, of his commands, but we reach the level of he himself. Like the Rambam writes, that someone who is mesameach, the ger and the yosem and the almona, not only is fulfilling a mitzvah of tzedakah, but deimel shchina, now he has made himself like HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. We should be zeicher, especially in these days, we're coming close to Rosh Hashanah, that we should be able to fulfill this mitzvah.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085 and via post at PO Box 66226 Broadway 2020 Johannesburg, South Africa.